Thank you, Chair. I wonder if the document can be displayed, or do you prefer I display it myself? Okay, so here I go, just a moment. Okay, let's wait a moment. You can see my screen in the proper way. Okay, here we have it. So I'm making this presentation on behalf of HOCA Flandern. HOCA Flandern is the association of PTI vehicle inspection companies in the Flemish region of Belgium. And what I'm going to show to you is a bit of summary of activities done so far and the first real results of particle number counting in PTI, the two first months, July, from starting in July this year. So the scopes is a bit different, the kind of vehicles that are checked depending on the Belgian region. The results we are going to give are in Flanders, which is vehicle category M1 and N1, diesel vehicles, Euro 5A and higher, with a threshold which is 250,000 particle per cubic centimeter as a warning, and 1 million for rejection with the equipment you can see on the list. As explained, if the result of the vehicle is below 250,000 particles per cubic centimeter, the vehicle get a warning. If the value is above 1 million, it gets a rejection from the vehicle inspection point of view. Let's see. Some trial tests were made in 2018. The scope of vehicles were a bit more of 1,000 vehicles, of which half of them they were Euro 5A, 30% of them Euro 5B, Euro 6 almost 17%. And basically this is the result with the threshold that I was mentioned before of 1 million particles per cubic centimeter, rejection rate of 13.7% for Euro 5A, 6.8 for Euro 5B, and 1.9% for Euro 6. Which is interesting as well to have in mind is that OBD was only lighted in 0.29% of the cases. There's some correlation with the mileage, as you can see here. More mileage, more effects. There's as well some kind of correlation, but not as important as before, with the age of the vehicles. And the important part and the new thing of this presentation is what I'm going to show from now, which is the results of the first months of implementation. So this is real life. We are talking here about 313,000, bit more than that, vehicles. So it's a quite big sample. Of course, the distribution of the vehicles according to the Euro standards is now different than in 2018. We have 21% of Euro 5A, about the same value, about the same percentage of Euro 5B, 30%, and half of them, almost half of them, Euro 6 vehicles. And this is the results we are getting. If we consider the high limit for the wall rejection, we are having a 6.7% of vehicles rejected combining Euro 5 and Euro 6. If we consider the limit that was mentioned earlier in this room of 250,000 particles per cubic centimeter, that value rises in real life to almost 10%, with the distribution you can see on the screen for Euro 5A 19%, Euro 5B 12%, Euro 6 4%, and stays a very low rate of OBD blinking in the dashboard. Some additional data that you can consider when going through the document afterwards is the distribution by age. So there's a by mileage. There's a clear impact on the rejection of vehicles by mileage. Regarding the age, of course, there's as well a correlation, but as explained before, not as marked as before. And yeah, this is basically the presentation that we have prepared for today. The summary, the data that I think it's important you bear in mind is that real tests are showing that almost a 10% of Euro 5 and Euro 6 vehicles combined are defective regarding the emission of particles. And this is the and yeah, thanks to the detection during the new PTI process. PTI is not assessing whether this is due to tampering, aging, malfunctioning, breakdown. So this is not the role of PTI. The role of PTI is to check whether the vehicle is still acceptable or not. And in any case, it's a very significant factor. What's going to happen in the future? Probably we are going to see this value to get down because the owners, the repair industry is going to get aware of that. They are getting aware of that. And they are going to make sure that the vehicle is presented for the inspection in a more, yeah, in a more roadworthy way. Thank you for your attention. I'm glad to take any questions that you may have.